I was, before service, it just kind of plopped open my songbook, and I come across song number 622. She's a little old-fashioned, that sweet mother of mine. There are many whose beauty will my mother's outshine. She's a little old-fashioned, as I plainly can see, but she's as forward, forever sweetness, mother to me. She's a little old-fashioned, but she's sweeter each day. I adore her plain features and her thin locks of gray. There's a glory around her, guide abides, it may be. And she is forever sweetest mother to me. I don't know why, maybe flip open that page. But as we all know, on the second Monday of May, we honor and celebrate our mothers. It is a day that is typical with flowers and cards and presents. Many will attend services with their mothers. It actually got its start in 1907. Anna Davis of Philadelphia started a campaign to honor mothers 2 years after her mother had passed away. In 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. A year later, nearly every state officially proclaimed Mother's Day a national holiday for the second Sunday in May. Anna Jarvis's accomplishments soon became a bitter disappointment. She became enraged by its commercialization, and she filed a lawsuit to stop the Mother's Day celebration in 1923. She was arrested for disturbing the peace at the War Mothers Convention, where white carnations, which was her symbol for mothers, was being sold to raise money. Her chief complaint was that she wanted it to be a day of sentiment and not profit. Today, mothers do receive flowers and cards and gifts. But mothers truly deserve more than that, especially from the biblical perspective. Back in Proverbs 1 and verse 8, Solomon was providing some counsel for his son Hugh. And he wrote to him and he said, "My son, hear the instructions of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother." Now, Solomon was one of the few that understood just how important the roles mothers play in the rearing of children. But Paul also understood the importance of proper parenting and the children's response to that parenting. In Colossians 3 and verse 20, Paul wrote, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." Our earliest example of Christ as a young boy in Luke chapter 2 in verse 51. We find him, he's in the temple, he's been left behind unknowingly, and his parents were frantically searching for him. It took them 3 days to find him. And when they found him, and when all was said and done, it says there that he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subjected to them. Of course, these verses plainly pertain to the period of child raising. But it still bears the question, which age cannot erase: do we give our mothers the obedience they deserve? In Ephesians 6 and verse 2, Paul wrote, "Honor thy father and mother, for this is the first commandment with promise." Exodus 20 and verse 12 tells us that this promise is that our days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. God is never pleased with those who do not respect their parents. In Proverbs 20 and verse 20, Solomon proclaimed, "Whoso curses his father or mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness." Decency demands that we respect our parents, especially our mothers. I'm like many. As a young child, I had a short memory when it comes to remembering. All of the things that my mom did for me and my brother and sister growing up, all of the sacrifices and the love and the affection. I remember one of my favorite dinners at night was when my mom would make pancakes. And between me and my brother, we kept her at the stove. I don't know how much batter she made, but it was enough to keep IHOP running for an hour or two. But if we had a time machine and we were able to go back to our youth, would we then be able to give our mothers the respect that they are due? Knowing full well, as we have advanced in years, that we finally realize the sacrifices and love and affection that was shown us. In 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 20, Elisha here demonstrated the affection that is properly due the parents. Before we read the verse, I want us to set the stage of what transpired by reading the preceding verse, starting in verse 19. It says, "So he, Elijah, departed thence, and he found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed him by and cast his mantle upon him. And he left his oxen and he ran after Elijah and he said, 'Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee.'" I can't imagine what it must have been like to handle 12 yoke of oxen. That's 24 of the beasts. And he was doing the will of his father. And it's obvious that he did not complain about his labor. He didn't have any animosity towards his parents for his hard labor. We see this by him wanting to be able to return to them to say goodbye with a kiss. That sign of affection. We can give our mothers also that sign of affection in words. A very simple, "I love you, Mom," is a tremendous sign of affection. There are many here today who cannot exercise those sentiments, for their mothers have passed on. How many today wish they had taken the time to tell their mothers just how much they meant to them, but let the time go by without it ever being said? Do we give our mothers the affection that is due them? In Proverbs 10 and verse 1, it says, "A foolish son is the grief of his mother." In Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, we find that Jesus increased in wisdom as he grew from childhood to adulthood. Let's face it, mothers worry enough for their children that we shouldn't cause them any unnecessary grief. But see, a mother's worries don't end when the children leave home. If anything, it increases. Many of us, as children, we were looking forward to a time when we would be out on our own, that we would be able to make our own decisions, cut our own path in life. We tell ourselves when we're growing up that things are going to be different when I'm in charge. What we fail to realize is that there is a lot of wisdom that can come from the advice of mothers themselves give us. Oftentimes we don't realize that wisdom until we're faced with the same situation with our own children. Now, do we give our mothers the wisdom that they deserve? A righteousness bring joy and gladness to their parents. Proverbs 23 in verses 24 and 25, Solomon says, "The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy in him. Thy father and mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice." There is no greater achievement than that of a righteous character. Nothing makes a mother prouder than to have a righteous son or daughter. Today, true righteousness comes through faithfully following Jesus. Paul wrote in Romans 3 in verses 21 through 23, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference." Brethren, it's a testament of our parents when they know that while they are attending services, their children are also attending services. Maybe it's in the same congregation, but maybe not. Maybe they are attending where they live. I look out over the congregation here and I see grown children attending services along with their parents. It is a testament of the love that they have for you. And it proves that they are giving their mothers the righteousness that they deserve. You know, Thursday I had gone over to Woodruff and picked up Dale so he could spend a couple of days with Jackie. And Dale wanted me to stop off at the store so he could pick up his mom some flowers. And so after we got to the nursing home and I had let Dale out the front because it had started to sprinkle and rain, and I wanted to unload some of his stuff so it wouldn't get wet. And I told him, "I'll bring the flowers in when I come in." And I went and parked and I got out and I was carrying the flowers and I passed an elderly lady in the hallway. And I went down to the room and Jackie wasn't there. She was somewhere else. So I left the flowers with Dale and I went to go find Jackie, at least if she wasn't available, I could get her key so Dale could go inside. And as I passed back, the lady looked at me and she said, "Those flowers weren't for me." And it about broke my heart. I wanted to rush out there and get her some flowers, but by the time I came back down with Jackie, I didn't know where she was. And to describe one little old lady amongst 100 of them is kind of difficult for me. Because I could say, well, it was that sweet old lady that had the gray hair, and I'd look around and see 100 of them. But it broke my heart. Parents, especially widowed mothers, deserve our care. In 1 Timothy Chapter 4, Paul wrote, starting in verse 8, he said, "But if any widows have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God." I'm sorry, that was verse 4. Verse 8, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." And verse 16, "If any man or woman that believes have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed." To say it very plainly, children are to be the parents' social security. They deserve the best care that we can afford to give them. Yes, some will require professional care, and professional medical care. But as all too often happens in this day and age, we simply should not just drop them off at nursing homes just for our convenience. I know in talking with Jackie, there are many over there in the retirement home that don't get to see their children hardly at all. And it's truly heartbreaking and sad. But do we, brothers and sisters, do we give our mothers the care that they deserve? Now, we may, on a day like today, choose to give our mothers flowers, cards, and gifts on this special day. But every single day, they deserve our obedience and our respect and our affection and wisdom and righteousness and our care. Are we practicing true piety and pure religion by giving our mothers what they truly deserve? The Lord has blessed us all so very richly. We can't really put it into words, everything that He has done. I have been blessed with two mothers in my life, my mom and my mother-in-law, Margaret and Myrtle. The ones who always showed me affection. I was not her son-in-law, I was her son. Speaking of Myrtle, she was one of the loves of my life. Time passes us all by. But may we never, ever, ever, ever forget the love of our mothers and show them that love each and every day. And may we never, ever forget the love of God, who by His creative genius gave us mothers, gave us something to nurture us and to raise us and to care for us when we are in our most vulnerable state in life. And then when we're still vulnerable, they're still there. If you're not a child of God, we want to give you the opportunity to obey the gospel tonight. It is a decision that you can make that you will never regret, for you will never ever walk alone for the rest of your life. Even in a deserted island, even in the middle of a desert, you will always have a friend nearby. If you make that choice tonight to repent and to obey the gospel, to confess Jesus our Lord and Savior and to be baptized for the remission of sin, angels in heaven will rejoice and the Lord will add you to His church this very moment. And your sins will be forgiven and you'll be white as snow. Maybe you are a child of God. Maybe you need to think about some of the things in the past, some of the things you've been harboring and holding on to. Maybe you've just been dealing with difficult situations and it has gotten the best of you. And you need the prayers of the congregation. We want to give you that opportunity also. If anyone has a need this evening, won't you come as together we stand and we sing?
In the hour of trial, Jesus, plead for me. Lest by base denial, I depart from Thee. When Thou seest me,
Give thanks for the bread. Our most kind, loving, and heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that these can take this, the bread, which represents that body that hung upon that cross for our sins. We pray as they take this, they'll do so in a manner that is pleasing in thy sight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Continue in prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son Jesus that hung and died upon that cross for our sins. We pray as they take this, the fruit of the vine, which represents that shed blood, we'll partake of it in a manner that is pleasing in thy sight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The basket will be left up on the table for anyone that doesn't have an opportunity to give this morning. Let's give thanks. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that if we have not had a chance, we give back a portion unto you that you bountifully blessed each and every one of us with. We pray that we give back unto you that we'll give back in a manner that is pleasing in thy sight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Are there any other announcements before we close? If not, we'll stand and we'll have our closing prayer.
Holy and righteous Heavenly Father, hear our prayers as we talk to Thee and open our hearts unto Thee. We thank you, Father, for this day. We pray, Father, that you would dismiss us with thy love. Go with each and every one of us. Be our guardians as we separate from one another. For we know, Heavenly Father, that thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 That's sweet. He's so sweet.
Isn't that good? Good, good, man.
He's got a big heart.
Brother.
I like them shoes.
That's the wrong foot. Put that in the middle. Where's the other foot at? The shoe at?
Hope you have a good week, brother. I do. I do too. We're going to try. We're going to do it the right way. Am I old out against you? Yeah. Four weeks. I think we all have that, but I think we all have a little more.
Let's go up here and ask. Let's go over here and let's take this number down.
You can't look
good job. I saw you. You did a good job.